realistically, we've achieved a goal. We've qualified for the semi-finals. This game, you know, the weekend to some degree is a bit of a dead duck for both teams. Both teams are in the semi-finals. Ultimately, if we won and Cavan won, that means there would be a playoff to determine who finishes first and second, and then one plays four and two plays three. So the winner ultimately could play Westmeath, who are fourth. So this ultimately could be, I suppose, a precursor to a semi-final. So I suspect on that basis, neither team will really want to show their hands, you know. Yeah.
And really, you know, people, a lot of people have the opinion earlier in the week that it was really down to score average, and your score average was better than Cavan's, unless they ran up a big win tomorrow, that you were going to be the top team. But that's not how it works.
No, apparently not, Tom. We only discovered this fairly recently there. It obviously finishes points top of the league. And if we both won, we'll both finish for the same amount of points. It then goes to the head-to-head, which is a draw. And then it goes to points over the bar in the head-to-head game. And that finished 210 to 210. So ultimately, we're level in all aspects. So it'll go to a playoff, which is an additional game, which I suppose we could both do without, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, is there any chance that it could go to a toss of a coin, or...?
No, I think the rules are laid out from early on now, so no, that the guidelines are that's the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
But look, to get to that point, we have to win, and, you know, Cavan have to win, so look, we need to achieve that first of all.
Yeah, and looking ahead to tomorrow, as you said, unbeaten going into it, Westmeath in a happy enough position that they can't be caught, even in fourth position. They probably can make third, but certainly can't be caught for one of the semi-final spots.
That's correct. It looks like they're going to finish fourth. They could theoretically finish third if they ramp up a big score and Armagh are beat, but I think that's unlikely. Armagh are at home now and would have a fairly comfortable game, I suspect, on Sunday. So, no, it looks like they'll finish fourth, all right.
Yeah. And in terms of team-wise, how are you for the weekend?
Well, we don't have Amber Barrett available this weekend. She has college duty down in Wexford with some under varsity football. Karen Guthrie has done a over her ankle last weekend in a club game, so she's unlikely to feature. We'll rest her, but everybody else that should be available is available. Lee McLaughlin's travelling home again for the game, and everybody else. Geraldine and Kate still out there with, you know, their ongoing injuries, but, you know, they're improving well, thank God.
Yeah, and of course Yvonne McGonigal back in the squad as well, and played against Cavan the last day.
Yeah, listen, good to get Yvonne back. It was a bit of a step up from what she had been doing, obviously, out in Australia, and it just took her a little bit of time to get up to speed with the game, but look, she still contributed 1-2 on the day, and as I said before, she's only going to get better and better and better, you know, hopefully as the season progresses and she gets up to speed. But no, look, she settled back well into the team now. We'd be very happy.
And will there be a temptation tomorrow to obviously experiment and give maybe more people a run out and have a look at your squad?
Yeah, I think that I mean, we'll start certainly the first 15 minutes with, you know, maybe what I would say is maybe our starting team. But after that, look, yeah, I'd like to see players in different positions, and I'd like to see other players coming in. You know, that's, I suppose that's the reason, the depth of our squad, and we've had limited opportunity to do that throughout the season so far, you know. But look, now that Sunday will be a day for that now, to be fair.